This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. You probably don't read the morning paper looking for ideas for your next mystery thriller. But Susan Arnaud-Smith does.
Every time that I read something and there's a little niggle of alarm, that I know is the key of something that could make a really good novel.
For her most recent book, the title is Out at Night, that subject turned out to be genetically modified crops.
This novel starts with a murder investigation on the eve of a conference for genetically modified crops, and it escalates into a hunt for a terrorist cell. So genetically modified crops are front and center in this book.
It's an issue that Smith says is both serious and timely, but one that cannot be seen simply in black and white terms.
They've made things insect, drought, weed resistant, and they've also been able to put vitamins into this stuff. And then on the other side, there is research that suggests that every single thing that we do has impact. That impact can actually really harm us in the long run.
Her book doesn't really take sides on the issue. It just raises it for readers to learn about. That's important, Smith says, because the general public is only now becoming aware how much they are being exposed to and consuming genetically modified foods. She points to a study done by Rutgers University.
In 2003, the study that they had done indicated that only 26% of the people that had been interviewed, and it was a big study, it was 1,200 people, only 26% thought that they had even once ingested anything that had been genetically modified. And yet, the lead author, Dr. William Hallman, said, basically, it's in everything and we're all eating it.
There are cases, Smith notes, where there appear to be genuine benefits resulting from this new science.
Bill and Melinda Gates have put $20 million into something called Golden Rice. What this does is it's genetic modification that has vitamin A. And in poor countries, not having vitamin A is one of the leading causes of blindness, immune problems, and it really leads to early death among kids.
But other potential applications seem just silly, or worse.
In Cape Town, it's the university there, they are actually working to take tobacco and genetically modify it so that it has a vaccine for cervical cancer. So here you can smoke yourself to death, you can get lung cancer, but everything else is going to work just fine.
After doing the extensive research on GMOs that informs her new novel, Smith says she hasn't really changed her shopping or eating habits.
On a personal level, I try to eat fresh, but even the fresh things have been modified, some of them, to just make them last longer on the shelf.
Out at Night is Smith's second novel featuring protagonist Grace Descanso, a forensic crime investigator in San Diego. She's currently at work on the third book in the series. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.